taking a moment to let the body settle. Let the body and the mind relax. Coming home to this present moment. And we're going to do a practice that has a bit more of an emphasis on the skill of concentration. And this is sometimes taught as a separate attentional skill and mindfulness as clarity with equanimity and the concentration being something distinct from those two qualities. My mindfulness teacher, Shinzen Young, chose to group these three skills of awareness together when he defines mindfulness. Anytime we practice, if we choose, we can emphasize one or more of each of these qualities, however we choose to define them. And for this practice, we will be choosing to emphasize the quality of concentration, the ability to focus on what is relevant. Classically, this is taught analogously to building strength. We can build our concentration muscle when we notice that our attention has wandered and bring it back to our object of focus. Each time we do so, it's like doing a repetition during weight training. But there's another way that we can approach this. Skill, the development of this skill of concentration, and that's simply to rest our awareness on whatever it is that we are choosing to focus on. Just like we might rest our head on a pillow. And we simply let go of any distractions. So in fact, there is no effort involved. And both of these paradigms can be true and useful. Depending on the person, depending on the day. And if you choose, you can explore using both of these paradigms, even in this brief period of practice we're doing now. And we can choose as our object of focus the breath. This is a very common object of focus in meditative practices. It's always here with us as long as we're alive. Very convenient. And so simply allowing ourselves to be aware of, to be aware with the breath, the breathing in this present moment. I like to joke that because we're alive right now, we can deduce that we've been breathing all day. But this might be the first time all day that we've been aware that we're breathing. And one thing is certain, this is the first time all day that we've been aware of this breath. Allowing ourselves to truly appreciate this breath. And because we're human beings, with minds that think, with bodies that feel, ears that hear, we might be aware of other aspects of our human experience. We might find that our attention wanders into thinking, into hearing, into some aspect of our body experience that isn't the breath. That's so very human. And we don't need to give ourselves a hard time about that. We can acknowledge that if there's something that truly requires our attention other than the breath, we have permission to attend to that. And barring any emergency, we can allow ourselves this time that we've set aside to cultivate this quality of concentration. Bringing awareness to the breath right now. Noticing how this breath feels. No need to breathe in any special way. No one's getting graded here. Just exploring. This in breath. This out breath. And when we pay very close attention, we can notice a point where the in-breath has ended. The out-breath just about to start. And likewise, when the out-breath ends, breath disappears. And then the in-breath appears. And again, there's nothing extraordinary that we're trying to do right now. We're simply showing up for this moment. Bringing our awareness to this breath. Good. And in a moment, we'll transition from this mindfulness practice and stillness moving on to activities that are much more complex. We We can appreciate that the time that we've spent here cultivating this ability to focus on what's relevant, what's present, what's in front of us. Has been time well spent. And we can grow our concentration still further when we choose to use every moment. To be awake, to remember, to be present. And as we transition, we can wiggle our fingers, wiggle our toes, open our eyes if they're closed. And continue with our day.